Okay, so just tonight, this is the fourth time I've re-recorded this because I started repeating myself 5 minutes in and it was getting embarrassing. Okay, I'm doing more questions. I'm going to try to be more in depth, but not necessarily as talky as I usually am. Because you're probably not here for a 2-hour-long podcast about just my pseudonym. So hopefully I can get words out that aren't 13, like, audible paragraphs of just the same topic. Okay. So, the pseudonym that I have chosen for myself right now is Airy, but I might change it in the future because I'm not super attached to Airy as a pseudonym for this. My Chirbit account is Natik or something like that. I don't know exactly how most people would pronounce it, but I guess Natik is what I would use, I guess, or pronounce it as. I don't know. It started out like I had an OC who was, like, named something like that or something, and then I just was like, hey, that sounds cool, yeah, I'm gonna use that, so. I'm trying that on for now, but I might change it in the near future. Anyway, so I am a young woman / teenage girl. More random awkward sounds. Okay, yeah, but, I will try that again. Okay. I'm 18 and will be 19 by the end of the year because that's how aging works. but yeah, anyway, so I'm an artist. I do a lot of freelance work in the area of illustration, video or story editing, which are two completely different editing forms. Like, one, you just kind of erase things and type things out. The other one, like, I've got to open up Sony Vegas Pro and I've got to suffer for five hours just to get 2 minutes of content to be good. I also do voice work, which is kind of the whole reason why I decided to try to do things on this thread, is because I want practice. Not that I want to put it on my record or anything, in case I do anything that is kind of weird. I'm looking at you, 4 a.m. voice recording files. Oof. But yeah. And yeah. Okay, so that's probably all you need to know for now. If you want to know more, do ask, but, If I keep trying to think of facts about myself, this is going to be another, like, 3-hour-long podcast where I start repeating myself. Anyway, okay. What kind of recordings do I see myself doing? I like to
sing, dance, and play kazoo! No,
I do like singing, but I'm not sure if I feel confident enough in my skills to upload it, but this is an anonymous forum, so I might. You can maybe look forward to that. I do sound a bit different singing than when I'm actually speaking, because oftentimes I'm singing in a falsetto and not just my chest voice. Like, I'm not being like, take on me. Though sometimes I am doing that, but those are not taken seriously, and usually I add a bunch of really stupid, you know, audio editing effects to them to make them funny. But yeah, past that, I might dabble in the erotic-y stuff. I can do a lolly voice, but I don't want to lewd it too much because that introduced a lot of weird people into my life when I started doing the lolly voice, unironically, in semi-lewd or fully lewd scenarios. I do commissions for voice work, where I have done, like, lewd things with that voice, but, those were paid, so. Anyway, okay, past that, I don't know, just, I just want to test out my voice acting skills, and I want to read scripts, and maybe just use this as a shitty podcast uploading place. I don't know. Sometimes you just gotta talk, you know? And when there's no one else to listen, you just force random people on 4chan to. And then they call you a fag autist, and you just gotta take it, because that's what you get for uploading to 4chan. Anyway. MSA questions, what features, physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you are interested in? Personally, I know you hear this a lot, probably, but I am more attracted to the personality of a person than their looks, but I don't say this in the, ooh, woo, I don't see color kind of an area. I see it more of a, everyone is disgusting until they prove otherwise. So I don't really find people attractive until they prove themselves to be a cool person. And then my brain unlocks, like, a new level. And then it's like, wow, you've learned the skill, attraction. So, Tumblr folk might call me demisexual. Though, that's not... I don't know. My sexuality is very confusing, and so I'm just going to leave it as ignored. What's my sexuality? Doesn't matter. My sexuality is lonely and sad, so I'll leave it at that. Anyway, but if I'd have to go off of physical looks, I'd say a good head of hair that has a lot of, you know, healthy, thick, probably dark colored hair and stuff. I don't find people who have an excessive amount of body hair to be attractive, but I do like the hair that they do have to be thick, healthy, and usually dark. It can be dyed or something, but I want it to be generally like black or brown as opposed to blonde or redhead, because I don't know, it just looks healthier, like, 90% of the time. Sometimes it doesn't, like, if you're balding or something, that's more obvious than if you're blonde or something, but I'm just, because it's just one of those things where it's like, if you see someone with, like, really thick, dark, juicy-looking hair, they're probably very healthy people. But, anyway, I'd say, if I had to say nationality or racial-wise, I tend to be more attracted to Asian guys and white guys, but usually when they're mixed between the two. Most of my, like, celebrity crushes and everything have been, like, half Korean, for example. I just think that they're attractive and stuff. They usually don't have a lot of body hair with the Asian guys, and that's one of my things. I'm just kind of weird about it. Anyway, you probably don't care about, like, how much I despise, like, leg hair or whatever. Like, no one cares about, like, how what amount of back hair is acceptable to me. 'Cause who knows? It might even change within, like, the year. Like, I don't know what I want. I'm, like, 18. I haven't even been to college yet. I haven't even done my, you know, mandatory, quote-unquote, you know, discovery phase or whatever. So, whatever. Already we're getting up to 10 minutes. So this is long and embarrassing. I've only answered, like, 2 questions. So, yeah, but yeah, I don't know, I'd say just, I don't know, I mean, for the most part, I just like dorks who don't take themselves too seriously, and who I know that I can trust with my life. Like, within, like, the first, like, 2 hours of talking to someone, I can usually just tell if, like, I was falling off a cliff and they were there, would they at least consider saving me, like, before, like, anyway, I'm being weird about this, but, like, whatever. It's fine. I don't care. No one cares. Everyone's like, have fun. All voices are appreciated. Do whatever's easy for you. I bet they weren't expecting a fucking podcast, but here we go. I've seen some things on here that are like 30 minutes long, so like, I guess I'm not like in the minority that badly, but I can only just hope that I'm amusing enough to whatever. Anyway. Also my type differs with girls and guys. Like, with girls, I have a very specific type where I'm very attracted to them, where it's like, I like these, like, smaller, like, petite, but, like, tall, like, I want them to be, like, lithe and, but, like, slightly muscular. Like, I don't want to be seeing their ribs that badly. Like, if I can count your ribs, you're too small. But, I like them to have a good amount of abs so that they have that certain, like, sculpture shape of their, like, rib, stomach area. Anyway, and I like them to have smaller breasts and stuff. But I think that's just because it's, like, in juxtaposition to me having large breasts and whatever, because I don't like having big boobs. It's a pain, like, they get in the way constantly. They all, like, if I'm cooking something, I can't even count the number of times I've burnt my breasts because I was trying to reach for something that was, like 3 inches away, and just my boob went yeet into the stovetop. Awful, awful stuff. Terrible stuff. People with C cups and below don't know that pain. I mean, they might, but If they're that close to the stove, I mean, yikes, but anyway. TMI, nobody cares. I mean, you might care, but whatever. I'm super self-conscious, and I've got one of those I hate myself complexes because, you know, I'm a teenage girl, so whatever. Moving on. What do I think is my most attractive quality? I'd say, if I'm not counting my personality, because some people find me extremely annoying, which I get, because I've got, like, ADHD and, like, depression and all that stuff, and so I can get weird, and I can get annoying, and I can get sad, and people are like, please shut up, so I've got a lot of self issues there, but anyway. Okay, I'd say, physically, the most attractive quality about me is probably either my lips or my eyes. I've got good eyes, and I've got good lips. Though my lips are always chapped, no matter how much water I drink and how much chapstick I use, they're full, they've got a good color, and whatever. I just need to take some vitamins. I don't know. I'm looking into it. Maybe it's just because I live in the fucking desert. I have no idea, but yay. skip. Tell us your idea of a perfect day or a perfect date. My perfect date is blah, 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 because it's not too cold. And I'd love to make that joke, but it's been made too many times, and it's no longer that funny. But, I'd say, there are many different kinds of perfect dates, if I was romantically being with someone, or sexually being with someone, like, of course, I would love something that's, like, heavily romantic, generic, like, romance, blah, blah, blah. I get taken out to a fancy restaurant, and I'm waited on, you know, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, I think that wouldn't be nearly as, like, touching as, like, my partner, like, just takes one of their days off or something where we're both free and just either I or they, like, we just spend the whole day doing little nice things for each other, like someone, like, makes an entire, like, breakfast and stuff, and, like, plans a whole day of sweet things, and, like, just spending time together, and, you know, just, like, having fun together, you know, just, like, fucking mini golf, like, so long as it's with the right person. Like, I could be playing, like, bingo in, like, the retirement center, and if I'm with the right people, it'll be the perfect day because of the people, not because of what we're doing, you know? That was said really poorly, but, like, you get it, right? I hope so. Anyway. What are five things you want to do before you die? I want to become financially stable enough that I am able to, hopefully before my parents pass away or anything like that, I want to give my mom at least, like, a bit of the life that she probably deserves after a long life of hardships and stuff, and people, like, not giving her the love and support and, like, appreciation that she deserves. I'd just love to take care of her, you know, in, like, a way that isn't just the basic, like, oh yeah, I feed you kind of taking care, you know. Like, I want to be able to, like, you know, get her a nice house and just, you know, do nice things for her and take her nice places, because she hasn't gotten that, really. No one does that stuff for her, and I really feel bad about it. Past that, I really want to meet all of the people in my life who have significantly influenced me, like certain celebrities or, like, online friends who left a huge impact on me for the better. I mean, I don't want to meet people who, like, hurt me or anything. Like, no, like, leave that in the past. I whatever, you know, but yeah. Past that, I mean, of course, I want to have a nice house and a nice, like, family, per se. I'm not really sure if I want kids or anything, but I do want a partner and maybe some, like, dogs or cats or something. I don't know. I'd like to become, like, somewhat famous, but not, like, famous to the point of, like, danger to myself or, like, public hate or anything. I just want, like, a nice group of people who like me and I like, and who support me for who I am and what I do. But, like, I feel like most artists or creative types want that kind of thing, you know? Like, we just want to be recognized for all the hard work we put into things, but because the creative drive really suffers when you don't have any positive feedback. Or any feedback at all, even. Like, it's really hard to keep slugging through art when I don't really feel I'm getting anything out of it, except, like, I mean, like, what's the point of pouring all my emotions out onto a page when no one's going to read it but me? You know? So, yeah. Anyway, I think that's, like, four things, but I don't know, like, I don't know, just, I want to do stuff like that. I want to, you know, give to charity and whatever like that, and just be a good person. I wanna die and have people remember me for being a good person. For what's basically a porn thread. This got sentimental and sad almost, so I'm gonna... Anyway. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Things like, you know, I find child porn on their computer, or they're racist, or, they're an asshole, or whatever, I don't know. They've got, like, really bad STDs that they didn't tell me about and were right about to have sex, like, with no protection. Like, I just, you know, it's just shit that's generally just asshole moves. Just things that are just shitty in general. I don't know. Anyway, okay, this is coming up onto, like, 22 minutes, and I'm going to wrap it up for here. I'm probably going to record more, but I feel like people at this point have probably stopped listening. So if you did listen to this far, congratulations. You've probably wasted 22 or so minutes of your entire life that you're not going to get back. But if you enjoyed it, please tell me, and maybe I'll record more things of a similar nature, where I just talk. But, past this, I think I'm going to upload this and pretend that this is my, proper introduction thing. And yeah, I don't know how to end this. Have a nice day, I guess. I'm gonna go try to record other things.